Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
Exploring Mission is an opportunity for people to find out what God might want them to be a part of and to do. And on this weekend edition, we are excited about a ministry, and I call it a ministry, that God started a few years ago. And it has changed lives. It has strengthened young men to become the men God would want them to be. And if you're wondering what we're talking about Trail Life. Nathan, I remember being a Boy Scout myself. I was only there in 1 year because farming, I was learning what to do Boy Scouts do on the farm. But Trail Life has been around for a while. And we're seeing God do some great things. So we're going to have a great interview this weekend for what God has raised up.
Yeah, it's important to note that the first mission that a father or a parent is given is to train up their children, to raise up their children, especially a father to a son. So that son, that child, will follow Jesus and will also be given purpose for their lives, for what God has for them. As both the parents and the children live on mission, perhaps God might send one of them out to a specific place as a missionary, but regardless, we are all called to live on mission for the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, we talk about it many times that our mission fields are the nations around the world. They're also our neighbors living all around us, but they also include the next generation. And we cannot neglect any of those spheres or mission fields that we've been given. But that next generation, we've talked about how critical that is, that handing off of the faith from one generation to the next.
And Trail Life is a ministry that is really involved most of the time with fathers and sons. And there's others that come in and gather as well, and they have their influence. Trail Life began in 2013. So we're looking at 13 years that Trail Life has been around. And so today in the studio, we have four guests. Now, this is a record for Exploring Missions, four guests in an interview at one time. So I'm going to introduce each one at a time, and they're going to tell their position in Trail Life, or they're a leader, or if they're one of the guys that's being mentored. So first, we're going to talk to Robbie Johansson. Robbie, thank you for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
And you're in Trail Life?
Yes, sir. I'm the troop master for Trail Life Troop 1936.
Yes, and sir. That's in Ozark?
Yes, sir. Ozark Baptist Church in Marietta, Mississippi.
And let me just share this. I am interim pastor at Ozark Baptist Church. Been there over a year now. Got excited about what God is doing. And there's someone else here. He happens to be kin to Robbie, and it is Noah Johansson. Noah, what's your position?
I'm a follower right now.
Follower. Okay. How long have you been a part of Trail Life? Can you remember?
Since we begun, I think.
Okay. So you're in there for a long time. Has it been a blessing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone else that's here is Justin Dickerson, better known as JD. Justin, thank you for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
And you're with the Trail Life. What's your place?
So my role is listed as a committee chairperson, but as Robbie or anybody that's involved will tell you, you're not really limited to one role.
Typically, multitask.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same in any ministry. You have to wear a lot of hats sometimes. So
okay.
We all do.
And his son is with us too, Aaron. Aaron, tell me a little bit about Trail Life.
Trail Life is just, I guess it's just a good opportunity for godly men and boys. And it's nice to be in a leadership role as a kid, first, second, and quartermaster. Right now I'm the second officer. Last year I was first officer. That's just such a blessing.
Okay. Nathan?
Yeah, so I'm curious how you guys and whoever wants to answer, just feel free. But I'm curious to know, do you see Trail Life as just an extracurricular activity? Is it just something fun to do? Or do you see it more of a, as like a ministry? Is it ministry related? Or is it just almost a secular type activity? What would you say?
Aaron, answer that.
I see it as all of them, something extra to do and its own separate ministry in itself.
Okay, I'm going to switch to Robbie on that. It started when you were there.
Yes, sir. It actually got formed on my wife's birthday in 2023. So January 10th of 2023, we were officially established. So it is a full ministry of the church. That's the way Trail Life was designed. Is it falls under the charter organization. It's run as just a complete ministry of the church on itself, which is a blessing. I know for us, when we have youth or young men or children come along, whether they can afford to or not, we don't ever turn them away. And that was just something that we did as a church. We said, if there's a young man that needs to be in here and wants to be in here and can't afford it, we're going to let them come anyway. And so we have a lot of people in the church that will sponsor young men and pay for their dues that year and all that stuff. So, but it is completely a ministry, in my opinion, of the church, and really runs as a ministry.
Justin, when you hear Trail Life and you think of the responsibilities, does it cause the leaders to have a lifestyle choice that is an example? I know you would as a father, but not just for your children, but for others who are watching as well.
All right, so with my own children, you sort of know what their strengths are. You know, when you're dealing with other boys, you may not know what kind of home life they come from, if there is a father figure in their home. So there's a lot of grace that has to be extended there. And through that, we've learned a lot about how to mentor a lot of different children through this. It helps us as much as it does them, in a lot of cases, I think, helps us be better men. And I know that's not probably the initial goal of Trail Life, but it does help us as well to be better mentors and to give our children an opportunity to grow and lead in that as well.
You know, here at Ozark, it is mentioned as the ministry of the church. Man, one of the ministries of the church is the older men teaching the younger men, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a letter from Paul that one of his emphasis was the one generation training up the next generation. And very important, Paul did that in his life as a model over and over, really. But you can specifically call certain young men by name in the New Testament, whether it's Timothy or Titus or Silas, that Paul would come along as a mentor, as a leader, and raise up that young man for them to become that leader as well. And that disciple-making chain continues to get passed on from one generation to the next. So that's exciting to know that it does not have to be a quote-unquote worship service that happens, or even a small group Bible study where that is happening. That life-on-life transformation, that the good news of Jesus is good for all of our life. And so even whether you're out camping in the woods or whatever some of the activities, and I do want to ask about some of those activities that especially our younger guests here today, what are some of the fun things that you guys get to do in Trail Life that are some of your favorite things that you do?
Yeah, some of my favorite things are going outside, getting hands-on work. Like one day, if it's pretty outside, we'll go outside to the side of the church. And one day we were trying to make a campfire, like learn how to make campfires. And for the little ones, like for the Woodland Trails, that's a part of Trail Life. It's good for them to learn how to play with fire, but not safely play with fire. Not.
Let's not say play with fire. Learn how to use fire properly.
I like his terminology real well, Robbie. Okay. Well, okay, you mentioned this, Nathan, and what Noah said was that Woodlands Trail, that, now you guys take us through that. What are there's four stages or four or five. What are they? I know they start out for kindergarten through the fifth grade. Is that the Woodland Trails?
Yeah, so Woodland Trails, they begin as young as kindergarten, 5 years old, right around there. They'll run up to about 10. And then after that, you get into your Navigator and Adventurers. Navigators are going to be like middle school age. Adventurers are going to be your older, more mature boys through high school. It gives kids an opportunity to break off into groups that may have the same sort of development skill set so that they can mentor each other. Now, one of the things that we like to do is to have our older boys teach back and mentor those Woodland Trails. One, it confirms that they know what they're doing and that they've learned the material. Two, it gives them an opportunity to lead.
Nathan, they have a website. It is traillifeusa.com, and you'll find out this information of its history. When it started, you had a few, but today in 2026, according to the website, there's 1,500 units, and there's over 70,000 young men involved. So in this 13-year process, Nathan, it has really grown and is expanding. And that's one reason we wanted to do this program, so that other men, other churches could hear about what Trail Life offers and get involved in it and training these young men. It's quite an opportunity, isn't it, Nathan?
It sounds like it. That's what I want to ask next, is someone maybe hearing about Trail Life for the first time and they're not sure how to start. They're interested in it. They want to learn more about it. They possibly even are motivated to join a group or a troop. What would be some of their first steps in how to explore that? What do they need to do? Go to the website, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, sir. They can go. So if you go on that website, there's one that's called, there's a link on there. It says find a troop or start a troop. If they put in their address, it will, and hit the find a troop, that will show all the troops that are within a certain radius from their location. So like if you type in Ozark or Marietta right now, it's going to show our troop as the closest. And then I think the next one is in Corinth, Mississippi, and then New Albany, Mississippi. To speak to that, though, when we first started in 2023, there were three other more local troops to us when we started. But just throughout these last few years, the leaders that helped form those troops, their children or their young men aged out. And they had trouble finding men to follow through and take over the troop, so they just disbanded, which is not always a good thing. But for us, they donated all their Trail Life material and everything. So it was a blessing for us, but also kind of sad to see that that troop didn't make it over 10 years. But yeah, that's the best way to do it, is just go on the website, and then it will show you the closest troop to you, and then you can go from there.
One of the things that is amazing, I know of the people that work there at Trail Life at Ozark, some of them are older men. Speak to that, would you, Justin? Is that encouraging to you guys, your dads? You're invested in it purposefully, amazingly. But some of these guys are older than, well, they're as old as I am.
So young, right?
Yeah, so young at heart, anyway.
We do have a lot of dads that show up. We have, you know, dads that have volunteered. We have grandfathers as well that will show up with their boys and walk alongside them as well. It's very encouraging to see multiple generations of men that are, you know, dedicated not only to things of the Lord, but His creation as well.
Well, what that means, the mentors are getting mentored.
Absolutely.
You guys, you as leaders, benefit from those guys that's gone before you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Amen. Nathan, right now is I noticed this on their website. They have this verse, Proverbs 27:17, and I love it. Iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. That's the journey into manhood, isn't it? It's not just men, adult men, but it's older men and younger men getting each other. And I love that. Sharpens, you think of an axe, and I'll use this illustration. There was two guys that were chopping wood with axe, and one of them would take a break every once in a while, and the other one just kept on working. But the guy who took the break was cutting more wood than the guy who was continuing chopping. It was because while he was resting, he was sharpening his blade. So this verse, iron sharpens iron and one sharpens another man, it really helps us see mentorship, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. That's a really good picture of that mentoring, really discipling, disciple making. You take a young man, a boy, and if he does not have a father or another older man. It doesn't have to be like a large age gap. There could be another young man as a mentor for that younger boy, or it could be even a grandfather, or the age doesn't matter. You've got to have somebody that's at least one or two steps ahead of you that you can follow, that there's an example, a model, a mentor, a discipler to teach you, to show you, to relate things to you, truth. And that's how God's designed it, right? And so you're basically following a biblical model of disciple making. Now, some of the teachings and trainings that you're learning maybe are a practical nature related to build a fire safely. I am so interested in some of the other activities you guys do, but it's really interesting to note that this whole setup is a biblical model of disciple making.
It really is. Aaron, okay, Noah shared he likes playing with fire. That's his favorite activity. Okay, those of us that's just joining, that was from an earlier statement that he made. But what activities is your favorite, Aaron?
My favorite's probably just the annual camping trip that we go on every year. It's just one night, overnight, depending on where we're going. Because for one of the achievements that you need to get 15 nights under the stars, and that's helpful to give them one a year at least.
15 nights under the stars. I can't help but think about this. Jesus said, birds have nests, and they do. But he said, I have nowhere to lay my head. I got a feeling he camped out more than 15 days, you know? Nathan, I've heard this too, and I want Robbie or Justin to comment on it. One of the most, and I'm using the word intimate, and it doesn't mean just necessarily male and female, but using that term, getting to know one another, getting close to one another, and hearing one another, camping is one of the highest rated areas of accomplishing that. You guys, both of y'all speak to that.
Absolutely. I remember our first camp out, we were all kind of, I don't want to use the word dread, but it had been a busy week, and you know, we kind of expected it to be raining and all that, but the Lord cleared all that through, and we had just a fantastic time. And these young men, they did such a good job working together as a patrol and then following their leader's instructions and everything, and it ended up being one of the best trips we've ever had. And so when I got home that day, I was talking to JD and I think my wife, and I just said, I had dreaded that because I had such a bad week at work or whatever it was. But though, just getting to spend time with those boys and their dads or their granddads, some of them stayed with us. We got to watch them fish and cook and clean up after themselves, and we did a bunch of games and stuff too. But it was a blessing to get to watch them do that. And to speak to that, we also do every meeting and every time we go anywhere, we do a devotional or some sort of time where we get into the Word and study that. And so we have some other guys. You were talking about some of the leadership roles. You have to have five roles to get started as a troop, and those all five fit in. But we have others that there's plenty more that help us in this ministry. So every time we meet, every time we do anything, we always try to bring the Word into it. Again, that's kind of Trail Life's thing, plus it's a ministry of the church, so we always try to get to where we can study the Word.
When I hear that, go further.
So the troop ministry liaison is our, so he's the liaison between the charter organization, which is Ozark Baptist Church, or whichever church or religious organization that is sponsoring that ministry, and the national headquarters. So if there's any kind of voting that goes on, whether we're adding somebody to our board or somebody's retiring or whatever it is, he speaks for our troop and our church in that way. He also helps, say one of our leaders kind of retires out of that, his child's grown up and he's ready to kind of move on to other things. He helps find somebody else to fill that role through the church. So speaking on that is, you don't have to be just a member of the church to be a leader, although they leave that up to the ministry itself or the charter organization itself. Most of ours are part of our church, but like Brother Ray Manning, who used to be our associate pastor, he's the FCA area representative. So he's not necessarily part of our church, but he still helps with the ministry that way. And then we have others that have poured into these kids as well that aren't part of our church. But
it's exciting to hear that, isn't it, Nathan?
Yeah, it is. So today we've been speaking with Robbie and Justin, associated with a local troop with Trail Life USA. We encourage you to check out their website, traillifeusa.com. And I just want to make one comment, something that I've seen in the mission world that maybe you're not aware of. A very common component of mission work for a lot of people in certain places, and it's usually men, but it doesn't have to be men. It can be ladies doing this activity as well. But a key aspect of, like, especially I've noticed this a lot in the Middle East. And so what happens is a missionary will get to know a lot of young men, maybe from a different faith background, and they're eager to share the gospel with these young men. And a very good way to do that is to go out of the city. And this is very common in the Middle East. Young men will do this a lot. They'll leave the city, and on a weekend, they will go out to the desert and camp out. And so I've got a lot of friends who do that. They use that tool, that technique, as a way to make disciples and share the gospel. They'll take young men from the city. They'll go out of town to the desert, maybe, do a lot of hiking, do some camping, sit under the stars, build a fire, and sit around talking and sharing. And guess what gets shared? Is the good news of Jesus. And so they've been able to see young men come to follow Jesus sitting around a campfire. So I just wanted to throw that in as, you know, you're doing something that might be fun and an extracurricular activity, but it's actually a useful tool in the mission world.
That is how Jesus did his discipleship, with these men going from, here they would be in Galilee, and they'd go down to Judea. They would go across the Jordan River, and along the way, they camped out. Every once in a while, when they were in few places, Lazarus and his sisters would let them stay with them. But most of the time, it was outside. I want to get the guys here one more time. How does it feel, guys, having your dads so interested in your life as a follower of Christ and as a man, a young man, becoming a strong man? How does that make you feel, Noah, that your dad would invest that much time in you and others?
Yeah, investing time in that is pretty hard for him sometimes. It's not all the time. Because he works for himself, so when he gets he has time, he puts time into it, especially because he's the troop master.
While he's thinking, Aaron, sure enough, I'll come back to you. How does it make you feel about your dad invest in his life and whatever for you and others? How does that help you, strengthen you, make you know you're important?
It does. And I know that it's like 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. don't have a father in their house. Even just that is helpful. And knowing that he will go past just being a father and helping other kids that may not have a father.
It blesses you.
Blesses me.
Okay, well, I'm proud you guys got your dad. I got one more comment because we're closing in on this, and we want to make sure people have the information they need if they want to be a part of Trail Life USA. Guys, here's what I found out. To have my 3 sons that God had given Jen and myself, to have some men that they would go to, Sunday school teachers, coaches, different people, that had the same values that you did. And if they went to them and talked to them, that you were going to have some backup. Justin, is that add fuel to your fire? Talking about fire tonight.
Yeah, no, the weeks are long, right? Sometimes, sometimes you have a tough week. Everybody's got jobs and work they got to do. But having men that they can lean on, that they know, I know is important, and kids having a man that they can look up to and get the information that they need in their spiritual life and their walk with the Lord. Their lives are difficult too. You know, sometimes we have a tough day at work and we think we got it bad, but you know, kids have it rough sometimes too, you know, social anxiety and things like that. And being able to navigate those things and having a mentor, someone they can look up to and talk to.
Robert, does that help you too?
Absolutely. When I was in scouting, when I was younger, I was blessed to have my uncle as my troop master. And so we had a really close connection. It was my dad's brother, so that really helped me. And so a part of that, he was a scoutmaster for 30 years. And so when they decided to disband that troop, He was a big inspiration for me to want to do this with our boys. And anyway, but yes, sir, it's a big, to realize you got that same conviction behind everything is a blessing.
Amen. We're encouraging fathers, get involved in your children and your sons' lives. And a good way to do that is Trail Life USA. If you feel like you need to start something like that in your church, somewhere in your community that has a charter possibility of connecting, you can go again to traillifeusa.com, and there the information is there. Start a troop, find out where a troop is, and be involved. Nathan, I know you three guys, my three sons, being a mentor to them. Now you're a mentor to two of your sons. We need some help along the way, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, God's designed this to work, just like you guys are making it work. And so we don't need to neglect, whether you're a man or a woman, boy or girl, you need to have somebody that you can follow, and then you need to have somebody that you can lead. And God will use that as we make disciples of all the nations, but also including that next generation.
Amen. Guys, thank you for being with us today. And we pray that God would bless you richly as you journey from boyhood to manhood. Thank you for listening to Exploring Missions. Be on mission for God.